Blog Talk Radio.
I hope everybody is having a fantastic day out there. This is your host, Curtis Harwell, and I am live. We do have podcasts, but we do all of our shows live. So you are listening to us live if you're listening to us right now. But you are listening to the Curtis Harwell Fitness Talk Radio Show, and I try to get with you as often as I can. It's been tough. We're down to about a day a week now since things have been so busy and offshoots and everything going on right now. So if you'd like to participate in the show, you can call in at 347-850-8748. I do really appreciate it that you do listen to the show every week. We are America's best and most listened to fitness show, which I am so excited and could not and would not be able to do it without you, my listeners. I do want to give a quick shout out if I can to one of my very best friends that I grew up with and hadn't seen him for a whole lot of years. His name's Fred, and Fred Ross, and he came by the ranch this weekend to say hi, and I really appreciate it. So I wanted to give him a shout-out for that. But we had a good time reminiscing and talking about the old days, and it was great to see him, and can't wait to head out to Puerto Rico to see him and his family. Again, you're listening to the Curtis Harwell Fitness Talk Radio Show. And again, you know, I really appreciate you listening to the show every week. If you'd also, you can also participate in the show by going over to Twitter. You can get me at Twitter at GetFitByCurtis. You can also get me at Curtis Harwell on Facebook. You can get me at the Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio Show on Facebook, and you can get me at Curtis Harwell Fit, my training page. You can get me over there too. Today, I think we're going to have another terrific topic, and I probably told you before, you know, if you listen to the show, I get a lot of topics from my clients and people that I know, people that I meet at the shows, people that I meet at lectures, speeches, wherever, just walking down the street, people see me, they recognize me, come up and say hi and say, hey, here's a great topic for the show. As a matter of fact, that's where this topic came from, and I actually came up with the topic this morning. This morning, leaving the gym, someone recognized me, came by, shook my hand and said, hey, I got a great topic for your show. And so what I want to talk about today is top fitness and exercise and supplement myths, all kind of myths that are out there. And the title of the show was misspelled to it. Instead of being perpetuated, it says perpetuated. So I apologize for that. We'll get that changed. But today I want to talk about, you know, the top fitness, exercise, supplement, gym myths that are out there. And they're being perpetuated every day. And they're actually being perpetuated by trainers, you know, everybody that works out in the gym. It's being perpetuated on Twitter, Facebook. So I want to, you know, just go over, you know, some of these things. And I don't blame you if you're just a little confused, you know, when you hear things in the gym and you don't know whether they're good or bad, and they confuse you about how to go about, you know, getting the best that you can be and all the different ways to stay fit, okay? You know, because if you think about it, after all, there are just hundreds and hundreds of different ways to exercise. You know, fortunately, most types of activity that you can do out there are good for your body. Most of those things are good for your body. Some that are not. You know, but, you know, as we all say, the devil is in the details. That's where the myths start. And that's why, you know, people consult with me. I'm a fitness expert. I have been for a lot of years, and I've worked, you know, with a lot of people in the industry, you know, and mention no names, but some of the biggest names in sports and fitness over the years. And a lot of people follow my suggestions, and I try as hard as I can never, ever, ever to do any of the exercise, nutritional, fitness myths, you know, basically doing those things. So I work very hard, and I try to work hard, you know, with everybody else to do the same thing. So let's just jump right in, because there's a bunch of them out there. We, you know, we've only got a half hour to talk about this stuff. So I want to go with one of my pet peeves. And again, if you've listened to the show, I've done shows on supplements and stuff. And I'm just one of those people that, you know, being a fitness, you know, professional, bodybuilder, you know, have been since I was 13 years old. My life is involved around fitness, so I hate it when things are just perpetuated. And again, one of my biggest pet peeves is, you listen to the show, you know, is testosterone boosters, okay? And that's always on my top of my list with people, is my myth number one. If you're a guy and you are looking to get bigger, you're looking to do the things that you need to do to pack on muscle mass, and you see this crap that's advertised for deer antler, you see all of these testosterone boosters and stuff, okay, stay away. Save your money, because they don't work. They just don't work. These things have had anecdotal studies done that will move your testosterone a point. We'll move it, if you're, let's say your testosterone level is 200, let's say 295. You can do all of the testosterone boosters in the world, and it might go to 297 if you're lucky. Let me tell you, that's not going to do anything for you, and it's going to make your pocketbook empty. So, you know, you know, just stay away from the testosterone boosters. Save your money, you know. I mean, it's just the way that it is. I'm trying to give it to you as straight as I can. They just don't work. Save your money and use other supplements that will do you much better. Another myth for you ladies out there. I go through this every day with my clients, okay? For you ladies, you ask all the time, and you think that if I lift weights or if I lift heavy weights, you'll get bulky, okay? And it's just not going to happen. Now, if you were to look at 1 pound of fat and 1 pound of muscle side by side, you would notice how much smaller the muscle is, even though it's the same weight as the fat, because the fat has more volume, more size to it. Now, what does this mean? This means the more muscle you have on your body, the less space you will take up. And this is included for many, many people, both men and women. You all think that lifting weights will make you look like a bodybuilder, and it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Now, to correlate that to something else, that's almost like saying studying physics will turn you into Albert Einstein, and it ain't going to happen. Okay, the amount of time, food, and discipline it takes to get huge from weights is almost a full-time job. Believe you me, I know, I do it every day, 365 days a year. Any of us who compete, any of us who are trying to get bigger, any of us who are trying to maintain and keep our muscle go through this every day. Now, let me tell you, though, getting, you know, you women getting big and big and big, basically this is sometimes influenced by illegal substances, which we call steroids, okay? So embrace weight training. You'll feel and look leaner and rev up your metabolism, okay? So hit the weights, hit the heavy weights, work the weights. You are not going to look like a junior Miss Arnold Schwarzenegger, Okay? Not going to happen. Okay. Another myth. And this is another one that I love because you see people in the gym and they will sit on the treadmill every day, and especially people cutting and getting ready for a show will sit on that damn treadmill in the morning for hour, hour and a half, afternoon, hour, hour and a half, and then in the evening, hour, hour and a half, not counting their workout. Guess what? If you're walking like a snail and your goal is to burn body fat, it's not going to happen. Okay? Now, everybody's body is different and responds differently to training. Now, a good cardio starting point is about 20 minutes of cardio up to 40. And doing this 3 to 5 times a week in your target heart rate zone. Now, I believe in high-intensity interval training for you ladies especially, because high-intensity interval training works that muffin top. For a better word, muffin top. That is what high-intensity cardio does. So you just sitting on that treadmill, being able to read your book, white-knuckling it, holding yourself on, is not doing anything for you. It might be helping your eyesight, helping your knowledge if you're reading something educational, but other than that, it's not doing a whole lot for you. So, and keep in mind, your target heart rate is 50% to 85% of your max heart rate, okay? So, when you're doing high intensity, I'm looking for 70 to 85% of your max, and doing them in intervals, so on 30 seconds, off 30 seconds, on a minute, off a minute, depending on the shape that you're in that you can handle, but it's on and off, on and off, on and off for 20 minutes. That's all you need. Now, if you wear a heart rate monitor, it absolutely will help. And, and it is very accurate when you use a heart rate monitor, but the most efficient way to determine your heart rate is your heart rate zone. Okay, and heart rate monitors also give you the freedom to train outside without the assistance if you're doing the cardio machines on the inside. So if you're just dawdling along for 2 hours or so, folks, you're not burning any fat. You're burning a few calories, not the calories that you think you're burning. So do the high-intensity stuff. Quit lollygagging on the elliptical, lollygagging on the treadmill, lollygagging on the bicycle. Get your heart rate up, do some intensity, get a great workout, 20 minutes to 40 minutes, kick some butt, get healthy, and get that fat off your body. Okay. Some people also think another myth is morning is the only effective time to train. Now, a lot of us, professional athletes, we do two-a-day sessions. If you don't do that, there is no necessary need to be in the gym in the morning if you don't have to be. Okay? basically, the timing of your workout does not matter. What does is finding a time in your schedule when you can stay consistent with your training and actually show up in the gym and work out, okay? You also, want to listen to your body and knowing, how your body performs the best at the best time of the day for yourself. And sometimes people do work out better in the morning than they do in the afternoon and the evening, but it's not necessarily most effective for everybody. That's a myth. Your energy and your attitude are key in having great workouts. So what you want to do, number one, is learn your body clock and try to hit the gym when you feel the strongest, okay? That is the ideal thing to do. Another thing is some people think that they need to be in the gym for hours and hours and hours. Some people think that they only need to be in the gym 10 minutes, some 15 minutes. A big myth for the average person is I have to train for an hour in order to have any exercise benefit? And the answer to that question is absolutely not. It basically all depends on the type of workout you're doing. If you're doing, again, like I said, doing a high-intensity interval workout, you can accomplish this and hit your goals in 15 to 20 minutes or less, believe it or not. Okay, I mean, you really can. But, you know, and you will get an incredible aerobic and an anaerobic workout. Now, you got to keep in mind, it is just not the time that you work out, it's the intensity. But most importantly, it's what you're doing, your exertion level, and the overall structure of your training plan, okay? So you don't, it's a myth that you have to be in the gym at least an hour to have any kind of exercise myth. That is an absolute myth. Another one for you ladies, you know, myth is that you have to lift light. I know you walk in the gym and you'll see women over with the dumbbells or something, and they're lifting 2-3 pounds, just ungodly amounts of reps, okay, whatever. This actually is some of the most irresponsible information you'll ever find out there. But guess what? It is everywhere. Trainers even use this, where they get women on light weight. All of the studies, or most of the studies out there, have shown weight training is a key to preventing osteoporosis for you ladies, creating lean muscle mass, raising your metabolic rate, and creating fitness and strength. Okay. Now, think about it. How are you going to sculpt a flat belly, a nice back, or great legs with only 3 or 4 pounds? Not going to happen. Limiting your heavy strength training is just cheating your body out of just amazing results and benefits that you get from strength training. And strength training, again, operative word here is strength. You're not going to get stronger unless you challenge yourself. Okay, now, you guys, this is just not limited to women. Guys do the same thing. Guys, start picking up the heavy weights and push yourself. You need to do that every day. Be competitive. Okay, another myth, eating no carbs will make you lean. Okay, actually, eating no carbs will make you angry and weak. Okay, now, one thing that I'll let you know right, you know, from the start here when we're talking about carbs. Carbs are your friend, okay? Now, we're not talking about sugar, because when you eat sugar, sugar goes to fat. We are talking low glycemic, good carbohydrates that have fiber, that have some substance, which take time to burn up, and then when your body does not need the full amount of the carbs that you ingest, the other amount will be saved in the liver and then in the muscle cells in the form of glycogen instead of fat, okay? So one very important thing to keep in mind is that you're, from the neck down, your body can use your muscle and it can use fat for energy. But from the neck up, or we're talking about your brain, your brain will only operate off carbohydrates, okay? That is it. It will not use protein or your muscle or fat for energy for the brain. So that's why you get angry and weak and lightheaded. So you have to eat carbohydrates. So, now, which carbs are you eating and when? Okay, you can eat whole grain carbohydrates, legumes, vegetables, and minimally processed grains are all good examples of the carbs that you can eat frequently without worrying about weight gain. Also, we're talking about potatoes, sweet potatoes, rice, brown rice, beans, all of those great fruits and veggies, all of those things are great carbohydrates. But stay away from the sugars and the juices, Okay, so if you have juice, it's got to have the pulp in it, the fiber. If it doesn't have it, don't drink it because it's full of sugar. But you have to eat carbs. So again, eating no carbs will make you lean is a myth. Eating no carbs will make you angry and weak. And again, especially for people cutting, getting ready for a show, one of the biggest reasons somebody gets on stage and they've spent months and years of training, and they get on stage and flat, they have no cuts, they have no size to their muscle, no definition. One of the biggest reasons they have not ingested enough carbohydrates to give them the muscle energy that they need, so they get on stage flat. And what will happen is they eat carbohydrates that night. Next day, they look better than they did when they were on stage. So that's a myth, okay? Another myth, the master cleanse is healthy, okay? So doing one of these cleanses is healthy, okay? No, it is not healthy, okay? It's not. Regardless of what your goal is as far as getting nutritionally fit, food is your friend, okay? Now, when I look at people that I've worked with over the years and they've done these master cleanses, what I find is they become weak, irritable, and then ultimately when they finish, they start binging on food, you know, due to the severe calorie deprivation that they've had while doing the cleanse. And then they're also, all of their electrolytes, all of that is crazy as heck because of the lack of vitamins and minerals. Science has shown that the kidneys and liver are adequate to break down the body's toxicity. So if you think that a combination of some kind of laxative tea, lemon syrup, pepper, salt water, whatever crap you put together to detoxify your body and create a permanent weight loss, it is absolutely not only incorrect, but ultimately can have a deleterious or a reversing effect on the body. So the cleanses, save your money. Just eat properly. Your body takes care of itself to detoxify it. Okay, another myth. Love this one. The abs, doing crunches, doing ab exercises. I have clients that every day they want to do abs. They want to do a ton of ab exercises. They want to do ab exercises with weight, okay? And so they want to do all of this so they can get rid of that belly fat, okay? I'm just telling you, that's a myth. You can do 1,000, you can do 10,000 crunches, you can do whatever you want to do every day. You are not going to lose any bit more of that fat on your belly than if you don't do anything, okay? So just don't believe everything you hear on those late night infomercials. Don't believe all of the crap that you see on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all that other stuff about everybody doing this crunch, that sit-up, that sit-up, you just all of these crazy things. Now, don't get me wrong. You need to do some ab exercises you do to strengthen the muscle. But you got to remember, too, that ab muscle is a muscle just like your bicep, your tricep, your forearms, your lats, your chest. It's a muscle. So guess what? If you're doing side bends and you're doing them with 45-pound plates on each side or 50-pound, I saw a guy the other day doing side bends with 100-pound dumbbells in each hand. Do you think he's going to make his waist smaller or is he going to make it bigger? Okay? Of course he's going to make it bigger because the muscle has to adapt to the weight to be able to handle the weight. How does the muscle adapt to the weight? It has to get bigger, okay? So, you know, you need to strengthen the muscles around your midsection and improve your posture. You know, being able to see your abdominal muscles has to do with your overall percentage of body fat, not muscle. If you don't lose the belly fat, you won't see the ab muscles. Okay? So you ask the question, can doing ab crunches help you lose belly fat? The answer is absolutely no. You can't pick and choose areas where you like to burn fat, okay? You just can't. Ab crunches, whatever you're doing, aren't going to target weight loss in that area. Okay, in order to burn fat, you should create a workout that includes both high-intensity interval training, cardiovascular, and strength training elements. This will decrease your overall body fat content, including the area around your midsection. And I'm just telling you, this is the way it's done. Your abs are made in the kitchen. 80% of what you see as far as abs is going to come from the kitchen. So if you're not controlling or cleaning up your diet, it doesn't matter what you do in the gym as far as ab exercises. You can have the best abs in the world, but if you have that Dunlap tire sitting on top, you can't see it, okay? And then again, ladies out there, high intensity interval training works that muffin top, burns that fat in those areas, pulls a little bit more fat from that area, so do high intensity interval training, okay? Another one that I have, and I have a couple of clients that I've gone through this with, you know, another myth is, you know, that swimming is great for weight loss, okay? Now, while swimming is great for increasing lung capacity, it can help tone up muscle, and it can also help to burn off excess tension. But the truth of it is, unless you are swimming for hours a day, swimming is not going to help you much for losing fat, okay? And this is because the buoyancy of the water is supporting your body. You're not working as hard as it would if, say, you know, you were moving on all of your own steam, you know, like you do when you run or something like that. Now, it's not uncommon to feel ravenous when you come out of the water. And this will actually cause you to eat more than you normally would. So it absolutely can make it harder to stay with an eating plan if you do a lot of swimming. So if you think that you're going to do a bunch of swimming out there, because you'll see a lot of really, you'll see heavy people, high fat body content, doing a lot of swimming, and they think that they're losing body fat. Well, guess what, folks? It's not happening, okay? I do have quite a few friends and clients that do yoga, too. And another myth is that yoga can help with all sorts of back pain. And the truth is yoga can help with back pain, but it's not equally good for all types, okay, of back pain. So be very cautious with the back pain. Another myth, if you're not working up a sweat, you're not working enough. Sweat is not an indication of exertion, okay? Sweating is your body's way of cooling itself off. I mean, it is absolutely possible to burn a significant number of calories without breaking a sweat, and I do that all the time. So you don't necessarily have to do a whole lot of sweat. I've got more myths there, and we'll probably do another show on it, but today that's all we have the time for. I hope I helped you with these, and then please ask the questions on Twitter and Facebook. I'll get some answers out to you if you have questions about things. Everybody have a fantastic week and a great weekend. Hopefully the weather's good where you at. So we'll see you on the other side. Have a great day.